Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, Donald Trump in Orlando, Florida at CPAC, making his first speech since leaving the presidency before an adulatory conservative crowd. Donald Trump hinted he was contemplating another presidential campaign in 2024. He named the Republicans he's angry at. CNN analysis this morning goes through a number of lies, including again that the election was rigged and stolen. So there he was being embraced by the conservatives in Orlando.
David, he's very dangerous. Look, this is a guy who wanted to lead this country into fascism. I am sure of that. And he stands up there in the same way that, for example, some of the major dictators in the world stood up. People like Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and others. And there are always the foolish, adulatory, as you say, crowd who say, well, this is good. This is strength. But I believe Donald Trump is the most vicious president that this country has ever had. And that's quite a few presidents. And the idea that he will run again is very real. You know, as his relatives have pointed out, and as I've pointed out, when he says something, he often means it. If he says, I'm going to run, or I might run, he will probably run again. Now, what we don't know is what Cy Vance and the district attorney's office in New York County is going to do. We don't know whether this guy is going to be indicted, whether he's going to be left to do the kind of mischief that we have seen him do before. But this meeting at Orlando, which is anything but Mickey Mouse, because he's so dangerous. Look, using the same set of facts, the COVID and everything else, he lost the election. I believe if he runs again, he'll lose again. By that time, Joe Biden is going to get an awful lot of credit for having done everything he should to clear the COVID up. But Biden has his own set of problems, and that is he's being pulled left by the left of the party, and there are middle-range voters who are going to have to decide whether to vote for Trump or to vote for Biden. So Biden has to stay with his moderate positions in order to win the next election.
It seemed like, too, that in his speech, he went after the midterms and singled out Pelosi and Schumer and taking back the House and Senate.
Well, from what we know of history, there is no question that while new presidents have done okay in the midterm elections, many of them haven't, and they have to live with the consequences of that. So by doing this and saying it, Trump is trying to take credit for something that has happened on a regular basis. And it may be. It may be that anything that Joe Biden has to do, he better do fast, not wait until the midterm elections, because by that time, it may be too late. Go big is the issue. That's why he's doing what he's doing with the COVID relief package, which will pass. And that's why things like the raise in the minimum wage to $15 an hour is very, very scary for a guy like Biden, because while he said he was for it, he also said it probably wouldn't make the package, giving you a pretty good idea of where his head is at. And it turns out, of course, he was right.
Well, how much responsibility does the Fourth Estate have here in covering the former president? News networks' approaches to covering Donald Trump's CPAC speech. From Politico this morning, Fox News carried the speech live, but CNN and MSNBC did not. Newsmax TV, BBC News 24, BBC World, Sky News, and C-SPAN also carried the speech. But the issue of how much coverage do you give someone who's telling lies?
Well, that's right. He's a lying, 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 lying liar, and we know it. Now, does a CNN or an MSNBC or some of the major news networks have a responsibility to cover a former president who is telling lies? Apparently, many of them think not. Fox, of course, is a whole different animal, and they will continue to do the kinds of things they do that will give them ratings and will make the faithful stay with them lest they go and invent another network where they can all go. It's a very scary thing because we know how perilously close this president came to carrying it off and to making it work for him and changing the very nature of our democracy.
Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York under increasing pressure now after a second allegation by a former aide. Charlotte Bennett's allegations have now been responded to. On Sunday night, Cuomo issued a statement addressing Lindsay Boylan, of course, the first accuser, and Bennett's allegations, saying that while he never, quote, intended to offend anyone or cause any harm, he admits that he does at times act playful and makes jokes that he thinks are funny. And he says that he's teased people he works with about their personal lives and relationships. The governor says he meant no offense, but now realizes that some of the things he said were misinterpreted and unwanted flirtation, that he's truly sorry about that. But he says he never inappropriately propositioned or touched anyone. The governor, from the top of the New York Times, has agreed to let New York's attorney general choose an outside investigator who would have subpoena power. He's in a real situation here.
He is, David. There are many people who think he won't make it. You know, I've always called him Tough Guy Andrew. For some reason, he stopped talking to me months and months ago. I'm not quite sure what happened there. I think in both cases in which he put his foot in his mouth, one about bringing his mother up to the mansion when he told everybody not to travel and his mother would have had to come from New York, and that made worldwide headlines. And then he used the N-word when trying to talk about the plight of early Italian-Americans in the country, and he said they were the ends of the time. Those things did damage him. And here's the thing about Andrew that is so perplexing. He doesn't have a lot of friends. He is seen as not a nice guy. And as a result of that, all the people that feel they were offended are now on his case. They range from the major newspapers to people in the legislature who may even be in the same party. But this is now a vengeance situation. I think there will be people who count him out and say, you know, well, he can't get back. The Washington Post has a story similar to that. But he's a tough guy, and as a result, he may well stay where he is and try to see it through. But he should, of course, understand that when you kick people enough, if they get a chance, they're going to kick you back.
A political observer. Alan Chartok with us.